Hello, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today I'm going to talk about one type of vehicle I take every day. I guess many of you do. Bus in Chinese. We have 双翼, Li. Hi, 双翼, 你好.
Hi, 你好, 怎么样?
Right, okay. You said 怎么样, that means how are you doing in Chinese? 怎么样? Okay, I'm very well, thank you.
I'm so excited to be on this platform. Just want to thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. I'm sure that a lot of people would be really intrigued to learn more about your amazing life-changing story on a bus. Let's learn how to say bus first. The way to say bus in Chinese, there are multiple ways. People will say 巴士.
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 Yeah, 巴士 basically is just a direct sound translation from bus. So they borrowed a couple characters to represent bus. So 巴士.
巴士.
Or a very common way, we say 公车.
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 Yeah, 公 means public. And 车 is anything with a vehicle. And an ancient form of 车, that was actually a shape of like a horse carriage with a lot of wheels on the side and on the bottom. So 车 nowadays evolved into the generic term to describe anything with wheels which can move around and carry stuff or carry people. So 公车, public vehicle, that's the bus.
公车.
公车. Yeah, 公车. Okay, so you had some amazing experience when you were on the bus. That was back to China when you were a teenager. I remember you were 13 years old when that whole thing happened.
I was 13 going on 14 because my birthday is on the August 8th. And it's coincided with a festival called the Southeast Asia Youth Animation Festival. And I was a volunteer there. And on the third day of the animation festival, they would take all of the presenters to a local waterfall called the Huangguoshu Dapubu.
Right, it's a beautiful waterfall.
Yes, yeah. It's actually the third largest waterfall in the entire world, just right outside of my city. So I got onto the bus and
公车.
公车.
Yeah.
And I saw the people who worked there, the employees, the full-time employees, they would know me, and I ducked down and I realized that if I'm not talking to one of the presenters, the guests, I would be probably asked to leave the bus since I'm not actually a volunteer there. So 在公车上, on the bus, there was a guy sitting alone, which was not usual either. So I talked to him. I said, can I sit down? And he said, yeah, great. And he was surprised to make him occupied and to kind of scout out if I'm safe. I ask him, thinking that a long word demanded a long answer. So I ask, can you tell me the definition of anti-disestablishmentarianism? And so I can just ignore him. Then the bus took off, 公车 took off, and we just chatted from there on. And there was this really amazing connection that we had, and it was great.
And then later on, you became his adopted daughter and you moved to America.
Yes, I did. I did. But that was a much longer story.
Right. Okay. No, yeah, I actually got to know you through David Bolinski, and he's an incredible individual. I've known him for many years. And then he's been very proud of having a Chinese daughter. So what a story. So everything could happen on the bus. So you mentioned a couple of times, 公车上. When we say, I am on the bus, or on the bus, we actually add 上 on top of 公车. So we say 公车上.
公车上.
Yeah, 公车上. So where did you meet him? You can say, I met him on the bus. So you can 公车上.
公车上.
Yeah, or if someone, okay, I left my bag somewhere. Or where did you leave your bag? 公车上. I left my bag on the bus. So I lost my bag on the bus. So things like that. And then 上, if you swap 上 and put it in front of 公车, you can say 上公车. That means you are getting on the bus. 上公车.
上公车.
Yeah, or if you want to get off the bus, we say 下公车.
下公车.
Yeah, 下公车. So on the bus, this person, this gentleman you spoke to, basically changed everybody's lives. Everybody who is involved, and then you became part of the family and you moved to America.
That's right.
And then what a story.
Yeah.
So to what extent, by when you knew that this Gongche experience has changed your life?
I didn't know really. I just thought he was one of those guys that you just felt immediately like you can talk to. I'd never really told anyone my story and, you know, never really told anyone the fact that I dropped out of school, and because it's just, it was so dangerous for me to do so. So it was just weird. I just blabbered.
Right.
It wasn't until, I think by the end of the day, he found me and he said he really wanted to help me to get an education, and things sort of evolved from there, because he needs to think about his family and the kind of responsibilities that he will be taking on.
Right. And then also you have some new brothers, right? Following the new family.
Yes, I do.
And then how did you get on?
With Alex, my younger brother, he actually came to China to visit me, and we hit it off right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 2 years older than him. He's just a complete goofball. My oldest brother, he's really great at impersonation, accents. I didn't get to spend much time with him because he was always away in the college. But hopefully I get to see a little bit more of him now that I'm around, and family holidays and stuff, and get to catch up.
Right. Yeah, what a fascinating bus story. When we wait at the bus stop, we say 公车站.
公车站.
Yeah, 公车站. 站, that means station. So a bus stop or a bus station, we say 公车站.
公车站.
Yeah, so 车站 on its own could be any station. Could be like a train station. So to specify that's train station, we can say 火车站.
火车站.
Yeah, 火 is fire. So fire car, fire vehicle, that means steam engine basically. So 火车站. So that's a train station. Or when we want to say, okay, which bus did you take? Oh, I take 38, for example. I personally take 38 in London. And we can say 38路. 路 is the road. And in this case, it's the route. So it's the route we take. So 38 route bus, I can say 38路公车.
38路公车.
Yeah, so you took, which 公车 did you take? Do you remember? The life-changing bus?
Oh, it was just the party bus.
Party bus, okay. Party. Party, that's a 派对. Okay, yeah. Party. Okay, the way to say party, now we need to learn on expecting this one. Party, 派对.
派对.
Yeah, 派对. And again, this is a direct sound translation, party, 派对. And then sometimes some people, they may make a longer version of the bus. They say 公共汽车.
公共汽车.
Yeah, 公共汽车. But again, it's quite a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like some places, as we say, they say 巴士.
巴士.
And some places, yeah, 巴士 is a direct sound translation. Some places they say 公车 or 公共汽车 or 公交车. Have you heard about that?
Yep, that's the one I grew up, and people shrink it down to 公车.
That's right. 公交车, 交, that means intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so in this case, that means a commute. So the public commuting vehicle.
Right.
So 公车.
公车.
Yep, so they are all different versions, and they all mean the same thing.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great.
That's really easy.
That's very easy. So, okay, so that's recap. The way to say bus in Chinese, we say 公车.
公车.
Or 巴士.
巴士.
Or 公共汽车.
公共汽车.
To get on the bus, 上公车.
上公车.
To get off the bus, 下公车.
下公车.
To say on the bus, 公车上.
公车上.
Yep, so that's it. That's all very easy. And I can't imagine any other more fascinating life-changing story could happen on the bus. Shuangyi, you have an amazing story.
On the party bus, particularly.
On the party bus, exactly. Exactly. Oh, by the way, Shuangyi has a great TED Talk, which is a much complete version about her story. Just don't forget to search for her talk on the internet. Thank you, Shuangyi.
Thank you, Shuangyi.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned, and share what happened on the bus in your life. 再见.
Bye-bye. 再见.
Bye.